Let's look back to Abraham. He didn't consider. He did not weak in faith. He considered not his own body, now dead. He didn't consider the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, given glory. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. See, he's doing the same thing there. He is thanking God. Given, let's see. Said in being fully persuaded, when he staggered not, but strong in faith, giving glory to God. In other words, to me, what he's saying here is he is going beyond. This is faith. In other words, he can already see the child. I'm looking at the child. I'm looking at how things are going to go. I'm reaching out to that. I am doing that through faith. And he said, being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform. Now, sometimes we get in battles and trials and tribulation, and we can sometimes think, well, we're the only ones. Now, I could be wrong, but about everybody suffered some things. And there's probably people gone through the very same thing years ago, maybe, and even the last few years that you and I are going to face. So we're not the only ones in this by ourselves. There's been others there. And so consequently, we can look at those, and we can look what God done then. And, well, let's tie another scripture in here. Let's go to Hebrews 12, or 11. Let me see here. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses. So great a cloud. There's a great cloud of witnesses out there that has gone before us. We can look at their faith. We can look at their lives. We can look at their victories that they've gotten. And when we look at that, that can encourage us, and that can bless us and help us. That's why when I was pastoring, if I had any questions that I didn't really know totally the answer to, you know what I did? A lot of times I called Brother Leslie or Brother Ed or somebody that was older than I was and said, here's what we got. Can you help me? And usually they always could give me something solid, something that was a blessing. So I was reaching out, and God done this over here, and God done that over there. And I, oh, okay, all right, that's good. That's what I need to know. Thank you very much. Well, we're compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses. And said, let us run with patience the race that's set before. I know about the sin part in there. But I'm going to the part of the faith here. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. He started it. He's going to finish it. Who for the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of God, right hand of the throne of God. For consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself. Now then, he said, who for the joy that was set before him. Now, what I've always felt like, who for the joy? You know what that joy was? Seeing you and I saved. He was looking down through the annals of time and looking at what he was going to do, what the plan was going to be, how much victory we was going to have, and how much joy and peace and so forth. And he was looking down in that, and he was blessed. And listen, folks, we can look at it. The work of God has gone on now for a long, long time, and it's still going on. And I'm going to say here that it's going to go to the very end of time. And you and I could be a part of that. I don't know how much longer things are going to go, but it looks pretty dim to me right now. But the bottom line is God is still the head. He is still the cornerstone. He's still the foundation, so to speak. He's got everything under control, and he is able to take us through all the way down to the end if we have faith in God. Looking unto Jesus, the author. I'm thankful that author come along and talked to me one day, aren't you? He come along and he talked to me, and he talked to me, he talked to me some more. Started in the spring, early summer. I got saved the end of October 1971, and he talked to me and worked with me. And what was such a blessing is he didn't quit. Now, sometimes he does quit after a while with some people, and then he comes back and deals with them again. But he didn't quit. He just kept gently nudging, gently talking, gently convicting. He was working with me. Praise God. And then that night I prayed and I got saved. And that author started building my faith right there. He's the author and finisher of our faith. He gets it started, and he works through it all down through the time. Now, I'm fixing to say something here I don't think I've ever seen. Have you ever been on a cement floor that sometimes is a little rough? Have you ever been on one that was semi-smooth, I'd call it? And have you ever been on one that was real smooth? Well, that one that's real smooth, that wasn't easy to get that way, but the men that done it, they knew what they was doing. And they said, this has got to be perfect, so to speak. And they worked with it and worked with it till they got it just the way. They built on the addition under the chapel there in Shawnee. We decided as a congregation what we're going to do. And then bless their dear hearts, they said, Brother Carl's going to be the GC of the whole project. Now, God had been working for years to get me to this place. I didn't know what he was doing. The first congregation I pastored was Guthrie, and we was building the whole new chapel. Well, I didn't do a whole lot, but I did work with it somewhat. Then we get down to Holly Hill, and we had an addition onto the dining hall, pretty good. Well, I helped them and worked with them and all that, got that done. And then when I got to Guthrie, they said, you're going to be the GC of it. I didn't think I was qualified to do it, but you know who helped me? God did. He helped me to do that. And I thank him for that. Well, we were doing the floor. And the Rimples and the Dewicks was working this. And we had a little incline from the chapel because the floor of the dining hall actually had to be higher than the floor of the chapel because of the 100-year flood deal and so forth. And so they had it up and they had a little incline. And they was working with that, and they just worked, and they worked, and they worked. But guess what they did? When they got through, it was perfect. It's just beautiful. So smooth. Listen, folks, God wants to make our experience just as beautiful as he can. Just as smooth, so to speak. In other words, when people look at it, they can see something that is enticing, encouraging to them, that is easy to look at and work with. Who's the author, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross. He endured something. You and I are going to have to endure something. We're going to have to endure the cross. It's not always going to be easy. There's a time when we have these special services and so forth, and we're shouting and we're praising and jumping maybe and running, but the bottom line is there's going to be the hard times too. That's what helps make a solid foundation even more. It's set down at the right hand. Now then, back to over here in Romans. He said, being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform. Okay. Brother David, if I come up to you and say, I'm going to give you a brand new Cadillac, would you believe me? Well, here's the thing. You look at somebody, if Bill Gates told me I'm going to do this for you, I would probably say, yeah, he can do it. But if I told somebody I was going to give them something way more than they probably knew I could give, they'd probably go, I don't know about that. But listen, folks, Jesus Christ is able to give us anything. He's able to work with anything. And he said, being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform. Not only can he do the natural, he can do the physical, the spiritual, the mental, everything about it God is able to work with. Is all we've got to do is have faith in him. Faith in him. Hold on to him. And therefore it was imputed to him for righteousness. Now it was not written for his sake alone that was imputed to him, but for us also. To whom it shall be imputed. If we believe on him that raised up Jesus our Lord from the dead, who was delivered for our offenses, raised again for our justification. It wasn't written just for him. It wasn't written for all those years and years and years back, but it was written for us also. Us also to whom it shall be imputed if we believe on him. Lord, help us to have faith today. Have faith. It would not be easy what he went through. It would be hard sometimes to maybe think like he did. There has been people that I know that wanted children and didn't seem to be able to have any. But they prayed through. And when they did, the child came. Maybe more than one. It was a great blessing. I know of one right there in Guthrie. This young lady was she used to travel with my sisters and I. We'd go here and over there and so forth in the early days of my ministry. And we'd do this and do that. And she'd be tagging right along with us. She got married to a fine man. They had a good marriage as far as I know. But she couldn't have a child. But they finally prayed through. And when they did, they had Anthony. And Anthony has been a big blessing. It was God. It was God. He was able to do that for them. All right, let's go to Joshua, the 6th chapter, 1st verse. Let's look here a little bit. Joshua 6 and 1. Jericho was straightly shut up because of the children of Israel. None went out and none came in. The Lord said to Joshua, "See, I've given into thine hand Jericho and the king thereof and the mighty men of valor. And you should compass the city, all you men of war. Go round about the city once. Thus thou shalt do 6 days. And 7 priests shall bear it before the ark, 7 trumpets of ram's horn. And the 7th day you shall compass the city 7 times. And the priests shall blow with trumpets. It shall come to pass that when they make a long blast with a ram's horn, and when you hear the sound of the trumpet, all the people shall shout with a loud or a great shout, and the wall of the city shall fall down flat, and the people shall send up every man straight before him." All right, I hate to take us back to Hebrews again, but let's go to the 11th chapter of Hebrews, the 8th verse. No, 11 and 30. Hebrews 11 and 30. Hebrews 11 and 30. "By faith the walls of Jericho fell down after they were compassed about 7 days." They fell down. They come down. Now this was a mighty city. It was a powerful city. But the bottom line was God was going to give them to the children of Israel, that town, that place. And he told them exactly what to do. Now here's the thing sometimes when God gives us direct orders, we sometimes might wonder about them. And the thing of it is, the Lord wants us, by the help of the Lord and our understanding, he wants us to follow that to a T. Brother Darius Gibson went to Holly Hill, South Carolina. The Lord showed him to go there. And he kept working with him and leading him till he got him right to the chapel. He had never been there. He didn't know a soul there. He pulled up in the churchyard, got out of the car and went in, and that started the saints' relationship with the people, and that's part of it right there. That started it right there. He followed him. Now then, if he would have questioned, "Lord, you talking about this street? No, this would be better over here. Let me go over here." He would have missed the chapel, because that chapel is only one chapel in all of Holly Hill. And so consequently, when the Lord is giving us directions to do something in a battle, in a trial, in a tribulation, we may think, well, this doesn't seem like it'd be the logical way to do. God is a very powerful man that can do anything with anything. So consequently, it may not look logical to us, but it's the way he wants it done. Now they say, go around it one time. Well, what do we want to do that for? And then we're going to go 2 times and 3 times and 4 times and get down. And then they sit there on the 7th day. He's going to go around it 7 times. And they're going to blow the trumpets and they're going to shout. And all the walls are going to fall down. Now that would be a little bit hard to believe, don't you think? Well, why can't we just get us some guns and climb over the walls and attack them? Well, because that's not the way the Lord wanted it done. The Lord wants this thing done to the glory of God. And the more difficult it is for man to comprehend that it cannot be done and God does it, that helps him to see there is a God. And so consequently, he just caused everything to fall flat, everything to just walk right in. That's not even normal. Walls just don't fall flat. You got to do something. Bulldozers, cranes, something like that, something to knock them down. But God said, this is what I want you to do. And when you get through, you're going to have the city. He wanted to give them that town. He wanted to give them that area, whatever you want to call it. He wanted to give it to them, praise God. Listen, folks, there's some places that you and I are going to meet up with, and they're going to be hard places. But the Lord does not want us to quit. When He tells us to do something, Lord, help us to do it exactly like He wants it done, because that's the key to the victory right there, if we'll do it. Oh, today, help us, Lord. Help us to have faith to do it just like You say. Some people are very intelligent, very smart. And I wonder sometimes if they don't in their intelligence maybe go, now, Lord, why do You want it done that way? What about this way? Or what about that way? I've even questioned maybe sometimes. But the Lord has the perfect way to do everything. Lord, help us to do it by faith. Help us say, Lord. He said, who believed in hope. In other words, Abraham believed that God could do it. He didn't stagger. He knew that if God spoke it, He meant it. Let's go to Matthew 15:21. Matthew 15:21. I love this reading right here. Then Jesus went thence and departed into the coast of Tyre and Sidon, and behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coast and cried unto Him, saying, have mercy on me, O Lord, Thy son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with the devil. But He answered her not a word. And disciples came, besought Him, saying, send her away. She cries after us. But He answered and He said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Then came she and worshipped Him, saying, Lord, help me. But He answered and said, it is not meet to take the children's bread and cast it to dogs. And she said, truth, Lord, but yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from the master's table. How would you like to be this woman? Now you think about it. He knocked her about every way you can be knocked. He called her a dog. And He said, I'm not sent to help you. While even the disciples are crying, send her away. She had everything against her. She didn't have anything going for her except her faith in God. She didn't have a thing. And so He answered her not a word. He wouldn't even speak to her. And then she said, send her away, cries after us. But He answered and said, I'm not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. In other words, I'm not sent but to the Jews. I'm sent to help them. Then came she and worshipped Him. All right, when He came up with something, this point, she come back with something. In other words, what she did is she got lower. She got down and worshipped Him. In other words, there is people that you make them mad, they ain't going to do worship. That's for guarantee. They'll be out the door and gone. They're not going to take what He's dishing out. The Lord was testing her. He was trying her. He was doing everything He could to see just how strong her faith would be. And so, some not sent. She came. She got even lower. She said, Lord, help me. Help me, Lord, please. He said, it's not meet to take the children's bread and cast it to the dogs. Now He's calling her a dog. But she picked right up and she said, truth, you ought to let the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from the master's table. She turned it again into positive. In other words, Lord, I know that, but I need something. And Jesus answered and said to her, O woman, great is thy faith. Be it even unto thee as thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour. Oh, Lord, help us. Lord, help us. She done everything right in my books. In other words, when he done what He did, she come back very humbly. She kept crying. She kept being humble. She got down where she needed to be. She worshiped Him. She didn't get angry. She didn't get upset. She didn't run away and pout. She just, it's not meet to take the children's bread, cast it to dogs. Truth, Lord. That's right, Lord, that's true. Yet the dogs eat. If You'll knock some crumbs off, I'll eat them. Just give me something, whatever it is. Just give me something, Lord, please help me. I want something, Lord. eat the crumbs eat which fall from the master's table. They said, but Jesus answered and said, O woman, great is thy faith. Now then, if he was to do you that away, what would you do? Put yourself in her shoes, and just what would you do if he would treat you that way? And I'm not saying he will by any means. But would you walk away? The thing about faith is, no matter how dark it looks, we got to keep going. We got to keep praying. We've got to keep humbling. Whatever it might be, we're going to have to get down where the Lord wants us to get. Sometimes we've got to get just as low as we need to go. I cleaned the house for quite a while. It's a farmhouse, two-story beautiful home when I first went there. They had about 200 or 300 acres. He had been in business, made good money, and sold the business, and he had this farm. He built this beautiful home. He had cattle and horses, I believe it was, and everything. And his wife's name was Ann, and Ann Kerr. And so she'd be there sometime when I would be cleaning. And upstairs in her master bedroom, in all the homes I've cleaned down 40-some years, I've never seen one like it, but they literally had a sunken tub. Now, when I talk about sunken tub, I'm talking about it was flat down in the floor, all the way down. That only way I could get to the bottom of it is either climb into it or lay on my stomach to get it and clean it. No other way to do it. And so one day I was cleaning. And I was down there, and the Lord's Scripture come to me. And I was thinking about it. I was working on that tub. And it said, humble thyself, therefore, under the mighty hand of God. Humble yourself under the mighty hand. Get down, child. Just get under the hand of God. Get flat out. Get prostrate. Whatever you need to do, just do it. Get down as low as you need to go. That's what this little woman did. She got as low as she needed to go, and it got his attention. Folks, there's ways to get God's attention, so to speak, and part of it is humility. Humility will get his attention. So if things are getting real rough, and seem like he's not answering your prayers, seem like he's kind of dark and dreary and so forth, the bottom line is just hang in there by faith. Hold on. Don't quit. Just say, yes, Lord, please help me. I need your help. Have mercy on me. The Lord will help you. He will help you. He will do something that will probably really bless you in every way that you can think. All right, let's go to Mark, the 5th chapter. 25th verse. Here's another reading I love real well. Mark 5 and 25. Certain woman which had the issue of blood 12 years and had suffered many things of many physicians and had spent all that she had and was nothing better but rather grew worse. When she had heard of Jesus, she came in the press behind and she touched his garment. For she said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up. She felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. Now Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him, turned about in the press and said, who touched my clothes? The disciples said to him, thou seest the multitude thronging thee, and thou sayest, who touched me? And he looked round about to see her that had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him and told him all the truth. And he said to her, daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace. Daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. All right, Matthew, the 14th chapter. I'm going to turn here. Matthew, the 14th. I've discovered a scripture. I've read it numbers of times, I'm sure, but I didn't remember it being wrote quite like it's written. 14 and 34. It says, when they were gone over, they came into the land of Gennesaret. And when the men of that place had knowledge of him, they sent out unto all that were in sent out unto all that country round about and brought unto him all that were diseased. Now listen to what this says. And they besought him that they might only touch the hem of his garment. And as many as touched were made perfectly whole. Now this is the same scenario, only a lot more. She was just one, but this was a whole group of people. They had faith. They were reaching out. It's been preached. It's been said in praying for people at the altar. And Lord, help us to have the faith to touch that hem of that garment. Help us to be able to do it. Oh, she was in trouble. She was gotten worse. The more she did, the worse it got. But she said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. How did she know that? You know, there's people in here that is written in the Bible, and you know they've had to have some things said to them. They've seen some things, heard some things. It didn't come over CNN. It didn't come over Fox News. The bottom line was it had to come from somebody that knew without a fact that this man can heal you. And she wasn't out to just have him touch her himself, but she had faith enough that if I could get close enough to him, Lord help us, if I can get close enough to him and touch his garment, I'll be whole. That's all she wanted. Just let me touch you, Lord. And she pressed and pressed. Folks, listen, when you're in a bad situation physically, there's going to be pressing done. You're going to have to press sometime. It's not always going to come easy. My dear brother, well, not my brother-in-law, but my nephew, Earl, the one who's in that bad wreck, I'm going to tell you, he has suffered a lot. And he and I have been close for 51 years, about ever since I've been saved. And we have been close. And he'll call me, and we will talk on the phone. We'll pray together. I'll pray for him. He'll pray for me. But he knows Uncle Girl ain't in the greatest physical shape neither. So we're praying for one another. And it doesn't look very good sometimes. And the pain in this arm, the pain in this leg, this side here was the one that was injured the worst. This leg was just about crushed. And they couldn't even let him stand on that leg, do much with it for months and months, because it had to be strong enough to be able to hold the weight. And so the orthopedic surgeons and stuff was very careful how they handled him. Well, he's got now where he can stand up. But it's taken a long time. The pain has been horrendous. Day and night. He's had spasm after spasm after spasm. I don't know how to be honest with you. It's just God that he's been able to handle it and not lose his mind. It's been that bad. But here's the thing. He won't quit. He won't quit. I'm thankful that he doesn't quit. He's got a sweet wife that's helping him and working with him. He's got others that's working with him. But she said, if I can just touch his clothes, if I can do that, I shall be whole. Lord, help us. It doesn't have to have Jesus look and look at us. It doesn't have to have him reach down and touch us if we can just touch him. The power's there. The power's there. The throne of grace is the most wonderful, powerful throne that's ever been and ever will be. And consequently, if we can get there and touch the hem of his garment, just touch him. Said there, everyone that touched him was made whole. And as many as touched were made perfectly whole. As many. That we might only touch the hem of his garment. We just might do that. Him that they might. Wasn't it Peter? Wasn't it Peter going down the street and said the very his shadow, if people got under his shadow, it healed them? Wasn't it there? He's on the street. No, that was. He was going to the temple that day. And anyway, silver and gold have I none, but much as I have, give I unto thee. And he reached down and took him by the hand. And lifted him up, and the man was healed right there. Oh, the faith that people have got. Lord, help you and I to have more faith. Help us to have deeper faith, broader faith, greater faith. Oh, she said, if I just touch. Now, the Lord knew what she'd done. He knew when the disciples said, well, how in the world did you know with all these people thronging thee? And you're going, who touched me? He looked round about to see her that had done this thing, but the woman fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him and told him all the truth. And he said unto her, daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of thy plague. Doctors can do things. Christ can do all things. Christ is the healer. He's the one that has all power. Brother Curtis Williams tells the story of a woman that had a broke leg, I believe in Arkansas. They had gone there, I don't know who all, he's the one who told the story, I don't know who else was there besides him, but I remember. But he said they were praying for her, and as they were praying, said he saw a beam of light. And said it would come down, it would back off. It'd come down closer and it'd back off. It'd come down more and it'd back off. And finally he said it come down and connected. And he said when it did, she jumped out of bed well. Healed her right then. Oh, I'm going to tell you, Lord, help our faith. Help our faith to I may be preaching to me today as well as you. Probably am, knowing me. But Lord, help us to really get a hold that we can touch just the hem of his garment. Lord, help us to get close enough just to touch that. Sometimes it's going to take real humility to get there, but we can do it. All right, let's get to wrap it up. Let's go to 8 and 5 of Matthew. Matthew 8 and 5. And we'll be through here in just a few minutes. When Jesus was entered into Capernaum, there came in here a centurion beseeching him, saying, Lord, my servant lieth at home sick of palsy and grievously tormented. And Jesus, excuse me, Jesus said unto him, I'll come and heal him. And the centurion answered and said, Lord, I'm not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. For I'm a man under authority. Now this is where he got it. He made the statement, but just speak the word only. He had that much faith in God, but he got it by experience, the way I look at this. He got it by experience. He said, for I'm a man under authority, having soldiers under me, and I say to this man, go, and he goeth, and another, come, and he cometh, and to my servant, do this, and he doeth it. When Jesus heard that, he marveled and said unto him that followed, verily I say unto you, I have not found so great a faith, no, not in Israel. And I say unto you that many shall come from the east and the west, shall sit down with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. So he said here, this man had experience of authority. He had that. And then when he's approaching Jesus, he knew that Jesus was a man of power and authority. He knew that. Evidently, that's what I'm taking it. He had that. And so he thought, he just come to the Lord. And he said, Lord, my servant lieth at home sick of palsy, grievously tormented. Jesus said to him, I will come. I'll come and heal him. And centurion was very humble. He said, I'm not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof. Speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. Because he knew what he could do. If he could do it, he knew God could do greater than that. He could do that. He could do that. Oh, and the Lord healed him. The Lord healed that person. Oh, today, that man had real faith in God. All right, Psalms 107 and 20. You might not want to turn there, but I'm going to turn there right quick. Psalms 107 and 20. Part of that scripture says he sent his word and healed him. I can't quote it all, though. Now this is a chapter where it talks about, oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. I love this chapter. But it says here in the 20th verse, let's back up here. Said, for he had broken the gates of brass, cut the bars of iron and sunder. Fools become of their transgression, and because of their iniquities are afflicted. Their soul abhorreth all manner of meat, and they draw near unto the gates of death. Then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saveth them out of all their distresses. And said, he sent his word, and he healed them, and delivered them from their destructions. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness, and for his wonderful works to the children of men. So they were in trouble. They were in real trouble. They were headed down to death. And he sent his word and he healed them. Sister Margaret Egg said one time she was at Monarch. And she had an affliction. I don't know that she told what it was. But she had an affliction. But nothing was happening, so to speak. Nothing was happening. So she took and was in service. I don't know if it was healing service or another service. But anyway, she was sitting there, and the Lord impressed her with a scripture, if I remember right. Impressed her with a scripture, and he impressed her with that one I just read you. He sent his word. He said he sent a scripture to her, and he healed her right there, right then. So the word of God has the power. All right, the last two scriptures are what, 9 of Matthew 27 through 29. When Jesus departed thence, two blind men followed him, crying, saying, Thou son of David, have mercy on us. And when he was come into the house, the blind men came to him, and Jesus saith unto them, Believe that I am able to do this? They said unto him, Yea, Lord. Then touched he their eyes, saying, According to your faith be it unto you. Their eyes were opened. Jesus straightly charged them, saying, See that no man know it, but they, when they were departed, spread abroad his fame in all that country. Now then they come to him. They come to him and they were crying, Thou son of David, have mercy on us. Blind Bartimaeus done the same thing. Thou son of David, have mercy on us. And then he was come in the house and Jesus saith, You believe ye that I'm able to do this? Now then, this afternoon, believe you that the Lord is able to do anything you need him to do? There had been people that have needed money back years ago. Well, even up to now, as far as that goes. And maybe they were crying out to God. And they looked down and there's money laying on the ground. Maybe somebody called them and brought it over. Maybe somebody called them and said, Hey, come by the house, I got something for you. Just different things that he can work in so many different ways that it's not just one thing. You can't put him in a box. God cannot be put in a box. We can, but he can't. And so he said here there that he said, They're crying out and have mercy on us. And when he's coming to the house, he just flat asked them. Believe ye that I'm able to do this. Now then, what are you in today that you're needing help from God? Do you believe that he's able to do it? Do you believe that? Do you have faith that he can do it? Then said they said unto him, Yea, Lord, not a problem. Then touched he their eyes, saying, According. Now here's where he puts you in a box. You ain't going to put him in a box. He can put you in a box real quick. According as your faith is, according to your faith, be it unto you. According. In other words, whatever battle we've got, we're begging for the mercy and the help and the healing or whatever it is, and he said, according to your faith. How strong is your faith, child? I've worked for you for years. I've established you or saved you, sanctified you, worked with you. I've been building a foundation of faith. I've been establishing in that. I've given you miracles. I've given you answers to prayer. I have done things. So, according to your faith, what would we do? How strong is our faith? And evidently they had strong faith because their eyes were open. And their eyes were opened. Oh, Lord, help us. According to your faith, be it unto you. Blind Bartimaeus. I've used those scriptures and preached out of that for, I don't know, many, many times down through the years. The devil tried to stop him. People tried to stop him, but nobody could shut him down. Tell him to go away. Or don't answer, however it said. But the bottom line was, blind Bartimaeus was not going to be stopped. These men, in a sense, wasn't going to be stopped. But then Jesus just put them in your place. As your faith is, so be it. So that's what I'm asking you. In your battle, in your trial, as your faith is, so be it. We appreciate time and attention.